I think the job of being a teacher is so rewarding in so many ways.
The connection between you and the whole class, that's still unbeatable.
When my pupils are successful, it feels incredible.
I think the greatest thing for me is seeing the pupils that I teach love the subject as much as I do.
I don't think there's any other job where you get the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train. Search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen. Worldwide. Podcasting since 2005. Take it out. You're listening to Gamertag Radio. Back on the scene. With your host, yeah. Podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Here we go.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio episode 637. This is your host, Danny. And this episode, we have a special recording for you guys. This was recorded sometime last year, I believe November of 2016, is one of my presentations about the history of Gamertag Radio, and also talk about like why podcasting is so important to me and the importance about the community and everything. This was from a previous event called Do Big Things, and also there was like a Q&A at the end and stuff. The reason why I'm releasing this is because, you know, due to PodFest and everything that's coming up, I'm really extremely busy, so I'm not going to have time to edit the show and record with Paris and Pete. And at the same time, you know, I think it's the perfect time for us to release this episode because it's our 12th anniversary of Gamertag Radio this Saturday. Friday... If, you know, whenever you get the chance, go to our Facebook page. You can watch the live stream of my opening keynote at PodFest at 9 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. And if you, let's say you can't watch it live, you could also watch the recorded version that's going to be there too on our Facebook page. And whenever you get the chance, if you see that, make sure to share with your friends and everything because it's a very cool keynote. I've been working on this for a very long time. And I basically talk a lot about why we love our community so much. And this week is all about you guys. You know, Monday, that episode was all about fan mail. This one is about the history of GTR. And then Friday, the opening keynote, it's about the GTR community. So, yeah, so head over to GamertagRadio.com or play.it/GamertagRadio. Listen to our past episodes. And if, whenever you get the chance, share with your friends. Spread the word. Let other people know about GTR, and you know, make sure for them to subscribe and review us if you get the chance on iTunes.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
So, yeah, I just want to say very quick before I play this audio, just want to say, you know, thanks for everybody supporting us and sending us voicemails and feedback and so many cool questions. And we want you to continue to help us out, make the show better. You know, the more content you send us, the better the show will be. You know, we get a lot of emails and voicemails. So, you know, we'll try our best to put everybody in there so everybody could be involved. I would love to see new listeners, you know, to send us questions too and send us voicemail. That would be awesome. We'll definitely play on the show. All right, so here it is. This is one of my speaking gigs from November of 2016 during Do Big Things Conference. I talked about the history about Gamertag Radio, how I started with internet radio, and why community is so important to us. And eventually we talked about us signing with CBS Radio. So check it out, and hopefully I'll see you next time here at Gamertag Radio.
Back on the scene. This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
We have one of our next speakers coming up. This man, I'm going to be his hype man, so I got to get in my hype man mode. Got to get hype. My friend... Name is Danny Pena. Man, Danny is so good. Danny has been gaming ever since he was 3. Danny is an ultimate podcaster, but Danny is also a phenomenal speaker. He started a business from scratch, started a podcast with several of his friends that grew into a multi-growing audience worldwide, and he has some amazing sponsors. All the things that Danny has accomplished has came about by him having a vision of doing big things. And when we thought about putting on this event, Travis and I had no doubt we had to get Danny or one of his crew members to come to talk about how they took Gamertag as a small thing and made it into a huge, big thing. So I want to please help me introduce from the big 305, Mr. Danny Pena.
My official hype man. All right, so first thing first, how many of you are gamers? Any gamers here in the house? We have 1, 2, 3. Pete, you're 4, Pete. 5. All right, we have a couple. All right. Any, that counts too. What about podcasters? Any podcaster or listens to podcasts? All right, we got a lot here. All right, cool. So let me put this here. So I'm the founder and co-host of Gamertag Radio. I've been doing this now for about 12 years. And I have a pretty cool story to tell you about how I started. So first thing first, this is my co-host, Peter, and also Paris. Paris is not here. He's in California, but Peter's in the back. Peter, what's up? Business partner and a good friend of mine too, man. So he lives here in West Palm. So West Palm Beach, represent. All right, so I'm going to take it back to the 1980s. I'm from New York City. And my father used to be a DJ in the Dominican Republic and also New York City. So I was always curious about the radio. I've always like started recording, you know, shows and stuff in the 80s. And that's the time where hip hop just started too. And my uncle purchased a video camera in 1981. This, I believe, was like in 82 and 83, one of my cousin's birthday parties. And I was amazed. I was like, man, technology, wow, this is pretty cool. I want to buy my own video camera and start recording. Maybe I could make a movie. Maybe I could create some music videos and everything, right? So I'm going to show you this very quick. That video right there was from 1981. This is the original video camera that my... that my uncle purchased back in 81 before 4K and HD. All right, there you go. So my grandmother purchased, she bought me an Atari 2600 back in the early 80s. And this is the first time I played a video game. And I was hooked. This completely changed my life right here. And the first game that she bought me was Pac-Man and also Defenders. So, thank you, abuela. So then in the 1990s, I was really involved with the hip-hop scene in Miami, Florida. And I finally got a video camera. And I was recording videos all the time. I used to take a video camera to school every single day. And I used to record like really bad music videos with my cousin. And also movies and everything. And also, we used to have like parties all the time in Miami, Florida. I used to host music parties, house parties, and over there. And I worked with a lot of music labels at that time too. And I was always out on the streets promoting our parties, our mixtapes, everything with my cousins and my crew. And one thing about the 1990s, Miami, Florida was known as the number one city with the most pirate stations in the whole country. So I used to go there all the time with my friends, and we have like a little show. I'll do like a lot of interviews and everything. So remember, I was in the streets promoting. I was out in the streets and at the same time doing interviews, hosting parties and everything. Everything that I'm talking about connects with what I'm doing now with podcasts. So fast forward to 2001. I'm back in New York City. In 1999, Sega released a console called Sega Dreamcast. This console, another one that completely changed my life. And in 2001, this game came out called Phantasy Star Online. huge community. We were playing through a 56K modem online with other gamers around the world, and there was no voice chat. So the way how we were communicating to each other was using a keyboard. And the community was so strong that I was like, man, I want to start my own radio show about this game. So I had no equipment. I had a really cheap computer and my tape recorder. So I used to record everything through a tape recorder and then in real time, convert it into MP3 and then upload it through a 56K modem at that time to the website on mp3.com. So what I'm about to show right now, I made this using my tape recorder. Pause play. No software. It sounds really bad. I just want to show you how it used to be back then.
And now you're listening to PSS Radio.
I made that with a tape recorder.
All right.
But see, I got to see the vision from since I was a kid. I'm like, I could do this. I know I could do this, and I'm going to have a big following. So what happened? Our show got really, really popular. I used to host our show through mp3.com. mp3.com at that time was for music artists. So let's say you have your songs available on mp3.com. Every time somebody's listening to your song or downloading your content, you get paid. So my first paycheck back in 2001 was $500 because of this show. All right. So I was like, man, I'm going to start a little business with this, man. You know? So months later, after 9/11, I was in New York City still at that time. I was like, instead of talking about just one game, I want to talk about all the consoles, just everything that has to do with gaming. So that year, two months after 9/11, Nintendo was releasing a new console called GameCube. And Microsoft releasing their first video game console ever called Xbox. So this is why it's super important to attend events, because you never know what could happen. It's good to get your name out there. Network with other people, right? So what happened in 2001? I heard that Microsoft was in town promoting their products. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to show up with my video camera and my tape recorder. And I started interviewing people that were in line. There was like 1,000 people in line. And I had my video camera and my recorder, and I started interviewing them. Then I went inside, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to start interviewing people from Microsoft. I was super nervous. So I told them, hey, it's okay, I could get a media badge. And they gave me my first media badge back in 2001. And they looked at me kind of crazy because I mentioned to them internet radio, and they were like, internet radio, what is that? This is way before podcasts. So I'm about to show you right now one of my first big interviews from back in 2001 that I recorded through my tape recorder with someone that used to work at Microsoft.
This is Godfrey live with Xbox Unleashed, and we have what's your name and what do you do?
Chris Cox, lead product manager for Action Games.
All right, cool. You can basically tell us more about Xbox.
Yeah, sure. Xbox is a next generation console coming out on November 15th.
Let me tell you, when I recorded that interview, my hands were shaking. I was like, oh my God, I'm super nervous and everything, but it went pretty good, man. So what happened? Then a week later, I heard Nintendo was in town promoting their product, and I did the same exact thing. But this time, I was interviewing people that were in line at the event.
So what do you think of the GameCube, man?
I think it's going to be the best system out there.
You think it's going to be better than PS2 and Xbox? Well, and why?
Yeah, probably, but PS2's got a year head start, so really do much.
What games are you looking for on the GameCube?
Star Fox, Star Wars, Mario, Zelda, pretty much the classics that everyone else is looking for.
This all happened because I just showed up at the event. Started networking with people, trying to get my name out there and everything. So I forgot to mention to you that at the Microsoft event, there was 1,000 people. Only 15 of us stayed there for 48 hours and they surprised us with Xbox. So everybody got a free Xbox from us and the crew. So I was like, all right, man, thanks, man. I'm saving some money here, man. That's good. But what happened? They were like, I want you to test it out. Play it. It's not in retail store yet. And we're going to contact you. So then a couple weeks after that, Microsoft contacted me and they were like, Danny, we're going to launch our video game console. We would love for you to come to Times Square, be part of the event. We have The Rock hosting the event. Times Square is shut down just for this. I was like, all right, I'm going to show up. And I don't know if anybody been to New York City where Toys R Us is at. You know where Toys R Us in Times Square? At that time, it wasn't even open yet. They opened just for that event. They had to get permission from the city to have this event and stuff. So I showed up at the event. I had my tape recorder in the back, whatever. And I showed up and they were like, all right, we want you to play a video game with the Bill Gates. So I was like, all right, this is kind of crazy. I'm going to be hanging out with a billionaire. All right. Okay. So I was there, did interviews with the media that were there. I believe New York Times, NBC, everybody was there. And they just wanted our feedback about the console. So here's a short video of us playing video games with Bill Gates.
Yep.
Very cool. So yeah, that was in 2001. This inspired me to launch my show, which is now 12 years, Gamertag Radio. And I started this with my brother, Nano, and also my friend, Miss Irie. And we were really involved with the community, always going and attending events and everything. And what happened? I wanted to create a media kit. So I wasted all my money at Kinko's to create a media kit because I wanted to attend an event that happens every year in Los Angeles. It's called E3. This is where video game companies are promoting their products to the media and to retailers. So I was like, all right, I'm going to take a risk. I'm going to go crazy with a media kit. Because at that time, podcasts were so new. They were like, they don't know anything about podcasts. So what I did, I put my audio to the CD, have a bio, business card, and everything. So then I showed up to LA with my brother. And this is what happened.
Yeah. So, Diva, are you having a good time?
I'm having a blast. Are you having a good time?
How about you, Godfrey?
I'm just worried right now.
So why I was worried? I was there with just $20. Another thing, too, my brother and I, we have the same name. So the event, they thought we were trying to cheat to get, like, extra passes. So they only gave us one badge. So I was nervous. So I told my brother, okay, we're going to be here for the whole week. I'm not going to get paid till Friday. So we're going to be eating dollar burgers for the whole week. But we took that risk, and it helped us big time. So we passed out the media kit to every single company that were there at the event. So here's another thing, too, that's super important to me since day one is community. I don't see them as a business. I don't see them as downloads. To me, I see them as our friend. They're the ones spreading the word to everybody else about us. So we got nominated for the Podcast Awards in 2006. So I got together with my co-hosts and my friends and family. And I was like, all right, we're going to go to my cousin's office. And we're going to celebrate. This is like a big thing. We got nominated, right? So I mentioned in our podcast. So like 50 people showed up. Very small event and everything. And I told everybody, okay, bring your consoles, bring your TVs. So some of them went to Walmart, purchased their TVs, took it to the event. After we were done with the event, they took it back to Walmart and got their money back. At least they were involved, man, you know? So then Pete and I, we were talking. We're like, all right, we got to have a bigger event now. This time, I was involved with the clubs in Miami and everything, you know, street promoter. I was like, all right. And he was also a DJ back in the days. I was like, all right, let's have a party now at a big venue, at a club. We're going to have local talent, unsigned artists, giveaways, everything. So our first party, we had 50 people. This party, we had 500 people or so. Crazy event. Everybody came from everywhere. Then, again, he and I were talking. We're like, all right, no, we got to have a bigger party than that. So 50 to 500. How we could do this? Let's have it at downtown Miami now. Bigger party. Now we have sponsors. Now we have companies giving away a bunch of stuff for our party. So 50, 500. And now with this one, we had 800 people.
Castle Kings in the house. Give them a hand, y'all.
There's people there from everywhere, from all over the United States coming onto our event just because they wanted to be with us. Right? Again, Crazy Pete goes, Danny, this is the day after that the last party. He's like, Danny, let's have a party during Super Bowl weekend. I looked at him kind of crazy, because I'm like, look, man, that's crazy competition. Everything is going to be really expensive. And not only that, how is the community going to show up at our party if the flights, hotels, everything is going to be really expensive? We plan it out for a year. We promote it for a year. So before I show you this picture, we had the Miami New Times named us the number one Super Bowl party in South Florida that weekend. They put us higher than Pepsi, Playboy, a bunch of other companies also had events over there. And the reason why was because ours was very unique. We had it for free, but at the same time, the way we were getting money was through sponsors. Everybody else was charging like $500, crazy, crazy money. Also, we had Sony Pictures. They came to our party, recorded interviews, recorded us, everybody. They put it all over the world in different channels and stuff. We had people lined up at 6:30 in the morning, and our party started at 12. Or actually, 3 o'clock, my bad, 3 o'clock. So we had 1,000-plus people that showed up at our party.
Yeah, this is my first time at Gamertag.
She seems to be really addicted to, like, all games, so, like, I think this is going to be a problem. I just got knocked out of the tournament behind us.
I love Gamertag, you know? There's a lot of different games set up here. My favorite, Super Mario, and they definitely have one set up.
And that's the thing. We had a lot of parties in Miami, but then we started doing other parties, too, for companies. Companies would call us to start doing parties for them, too, to promote their products. So we had one with 2K Games in Miami. And during the same week, we also had a party in New York City hosted by our friend Jo Garcia. At that time, she used to be working for Playboy at that time, too. And one thing, too, that helped us a lot is interviews. Lots of interviews from movie actors, voice actors, hip-hop artists, developers from every single company you can think of from gaming. Let me name a few. QD3, right in the middle. He's the son of Quincy Jones. He's really involved with the gaming scene, also hip-hop scene. Snoop Dogg, DMC from Rum DMC, Wyclef, Aisha Tyler, and so on. This one at the bottom in the middle, that's T-Pain. That was like a couple weeks ago I interviewed him in Miami. And what happened? Our interviews went around. All these media outlets talked about us, talked about our interviews because we asked the right questions. The right question. It wasn't planned. It wasn't clickbait. None of that. So here's one sample right here that we interviewed Phil Spencer, the head of Xbox. He's the top guy at Xbox. And this interview was featuring Forbes everywhere. They talked about this and because we asked the right questions.
During a recent Gamertag radio podcast, Phil Spencer said, "We looked at the digital features that we talked about last year, and as a gamer, there were a lot of those features that I think really resonated and were smart features for people who really have a lot of games and maybe play on a couple of consoles or have a bunch of people in the house or want to share with friends."
All right. And because of a podcast, I also had a show for Discovery Channel for a year in Discovery Latin America. And the word went around that was they had a show all about video games. So they came up to me and they were like, "All right, Danny, we would like to have a show with you for Discovery. Do your thing. The same exact thing you're doing for Gamertag Radio, I want you to do it for us." And here's a short promo that aired all over Latin America at Discovery Channel.
Hola, yo soy Dani Peña. Are you a video game fanatic? I'm Discovery's new video game blogger. If you'd like to get the latest news, reviews, and interviews on what's happening in the gaming industry, visita todiscovery.com.
Yo soy Dani Peña.
Remember, I had a vision since I was a little kid, and I never gave up. Never gave up. I went through a lot of my life because of the podcast, but we're seeing a lot of big opportunities because of it. If it wasn't for me and my crew making that move, it would have flopped a long time ago. And especially, we're super involved with the community, too. What happened? January 2015, 2 years ago. Was it a year ago? Almost 2 years. iTunes put us on the front page for the first time in 10 years. They put us right in front, right next to Serial. And when that happened, I was like, man, this is crazy. It's gonna be even bigger now. What happened? After that, literally like the same day, CBS Radio contacted us. We talked, and we signed a deal with CBS Radio. Now we're the only video game podcast that's part of their network called Play That It that launched sometime last year too. But we announced this a week before our 10th anniversary. Nothing too. EA, they were working on a Star Wars game, Star Wars Battlefront, and they flew me to Sweden to, I think it was only like 20 of us got invited, people from around the world, and they show us the game. They show us the trailer, everything, and they wanted our feedback about the game. That was the only reason that they invited us. It was because, no interviews, nothing. Because the thing is, we're very influential in the gaming community. So companies are like, all right, I want to get your feedback and we'll make the change and everything. So the video I'm about to show you, we filmed this. That was during E3. They had a little special booth there that anybody could just show up and everything. And this was for Star Wars Battlefront. So yeah, this is me and my acting skills. Yeah. I was like so serious there, man. Awesome, man. But yeah, it was an awesome opportunity. I went to Sweden, got to be there for like a week and everything too. But 2015, I was getting inducted to the Podcast Hall of Fame. Jared's not here. He's somewhere. It was during a podcast movement. So what happened? The Miami Herald interviewed me and they wanted to know more about the podcast, the 10-year anniversary, everything. So they put it on the front page of the newspaper. I told my dad, Papi, Bob, man, I'm in the newspaper. They talked about my show and everything. So he goes to Publix, purchased a newspaper, and got to see me on the front page. And he called me crying. He's like, man, I don't know what you do, Danny. But I'm super proud of you, man. I'm super proud of you. Awesome, man. So then E3 2015, again, iTunes put us front page for the first time. As soon as you open iTunes, go to the podcast section, boom, we popped up there. That helped us to get new listeners like crazy. And also, you can find us also on Spotify. They put us there a bunch of times on the front page, depending on the event that we're going to be covering at that time. And that's the thing about us. Companies trust us so much. They give us information to us. Then they won't even give it to like the media. They talked about it on our show. Okay, they feel comfortable with us, man. You know, so we travel a lot. Just recently, like 2 months ago, I went to LA for like a huge Call of Duty event. Michael Phelps was there. Snoop Dogg was there. Everybody was there. Huge event. Also, my co-hosts, they flew them to London just for them to play the game and interview the developers that worked in the game. And this is more pictures here of us at different events and stuff. And the picture I'm about to show you, the one on top, that was the first time that we recorded at CBS Radio in LA. And it was me and my crew. And that picture was like a very special moment because that was the first time we came in. And I was like, man, dreams do come true. And I told the crew, let's enjoy this moment. This moment is so cool, man. You know, I started with recording through a tape recorder. And this is the first tape from my show from back in 2001. And I always keep this because I wanted to show people the technology I had back then, you know? And one of the things too, we worked so hard. We never gave up. We always communicate every day. Because of that, our show is one of the top shows on CBS Radio, Play.it Network. We're up there with 60 Minutes. We're up there with Perez Hilton, a bunch of other podcasts, man. And, you know, I never gave up. My crew never gave up. Now CBS is talking about us at different events. So this one was an event called Podcast Upfront in New York City. This happened like maybe 2 months ago or so. And a bunch of networks from all across the country that were there presenting. I know Shaq was there. I can't remember. It was like a lot of celebrities there. And CBS had their presentation and they talked about us to the advertisers. This is one of our top shows of our network. So in the network, you know, I have friends. That's part of also CBS Radio. And the good thing about us, we cross-promote a lot. So here's one short video of us. I was hanging out with my friends, Drink Champs. They drink a lot on this podcast. But I was there hanging out, and check it out. This is a short video right here.
Godfrey, what's going on, man?
You said his name right this time. Godfrey,
yeah, Godfrey. You be fucking up his
game
name.
Tag.
Yeah,
be,
game tag, right?
Yeah, right. I'm a bozo. Come on, you got to... Well, Godfrey, let's introduce you to the people. Let's let the people know that you was the guy who actually brought us
to CBS. He took us to CBS, yep.
Yeah, and that was during the J. Dilla weekend.
No, yep, J. Dilla weekend. That's good.
All right, the person that was talking to me, his name is Nori. He's a multi-platinum artist. And him and a friend of mine, his name is DJ EFN. He's also his co-host. They started this podcast, Dream Champs. Now they signed with CBS Radio. And now this is the number one music podcast in iTunes. So if you want to check it out, they've been really, really successful. Another thing too, anybody fans of wrestling? You're a fan? Oh, you're going to like this one. So Taz also has a show with CBS Radio. He talks about that. Every time there's like a video game, he always talks about us. He doesn't know anything about video games. So he called us, hey, Danny, come to our show, talk about the game and everything. So this is him talking about us, about a podcast.
I remember a while back on my show, a show, Gamer Tag Radio, you know, Danny Pena, from Gamer Tag Radio. It's a great show for gamers. If you want, check it out on Play It. And Danny, you know, he hooked you guys up with CBS and Play It. So I want to give a special shout out to my man, Danny, and check out Gamer Tag Radio for sure at play.it. No doubt he's the man. He's an expert on it. His whole team is, just like you are.
Now, here, you notice the two videos, everybody was saying, Danny, help, helped us, helped us. The reason why I do that is because I feel if I succeed, everybody in the podcasting scene, everybody also will succeed too. Like, opportunities are going to open for everybody, you know? You can't be just all about yourself. You also got to help out other people from the community too, man, so... And I was getting inducted to the Podcast Hall of Fame. First Latino, by the way, to get inducted to the Podcast Hall of Fame. Yeah. First gamer, too. So I invited our listeners to the event, and we went to the red carpet, took pictures. We sat in the front row of the event. And this was in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. And let me show this quick video real quick.
And please welcome 2015 Hall of Fame inductee, Danny Pena.
Crazy. Yeah, I'm trying to hold my tears, you know, so bear with me, man.
Nah, but you know, the first people that I thanked was our listeners. Before I mentioned my family, before I mentioned my fiance, everybody, I talked about our listeners because they were there since day one. They believed in us since day one, and they're the ones spreading the word about us to everybody else, to their friends and family, everybody. So that's why we're successful. Dreams do come true, but it all depends on you. All depends on you. If you just sit at home and just hang out, nothing's going to happen. But if you start making moves, attending events, right now, everybody, exchange numbers, exchange contacts, because this is the first step. So in early 2017, next year, there's a documentary coming out. It's called The Messengers, a podcast documentary. And the filmmaker has been following me and a couple other podcasts because they want to know about our story. So this is coming out. They're going to have it first in New York, not New York, in Orlando this event called PodFest. So be on the lookout. It's called PodFest. Go to podfest.us for more information about it. They're going to have the first screening there. And yeah, they interview my dad, my fiance, my whole family and everything. And they also interview my crew in LA. So this is a trailer of the movie. It's going to be hopefully on iTunes, maybe on Netflix, maybe some movie theaters. We'll see. But they're still working on it. So check it out.
I don't listen to radio. I haven't listened to radio in years. And when the one day I forgot my phone, it was like nails on a chalkboard. This great podcasting is like porn. You know it when you see it.
Oh my God, people have no idea how much work this really is.
Don't be afraid to start. Just get started.
The people are going to always want to have a voice. They're going to want to always share it with people.
It's the experience of the excitement of connecting with somebody.
Capturing the power of intimacy is something that podcasting does better than any other medium.
It's got to be something you're passionate about, because when you first start out, you're going to be podcasting to nobody.
Let the listeners be part of your journey, because they're the ones that are going to be spreading the word about your show.
Podcasting has never gone down. It has gone up every single year.
Many people that were so encouraging and saying that we need something like this right now.
I don't eat or drink or sleep anymore. I just podcast.
I'm having fun doing it. It's the best job I've ever had. I think we're just at the beginning.
Yeah, so go to themessengers.com. And that's about it. I just want to say this, you know, once again, dreams do come true. Nothing is easy in life, but don't give up. I never gave up, and it helped us big time. So thanks to the whole crew for inviting me. And that's it.
Danny.
Yay.
Thank you so much, man. No. Any questions for Danny?
Questions? You guys have time to ask? Now is the time. Yes. No, Big Hop. Well, she passed away back in the early 90s and stuff, but I'm super close to my family, super close. So yeah, she's the reason why I'm doing this. So yeah, anybody else?
Yeah. So how many hours a week do you work, or have you worked through your whole?
All right, so I have a full-time job. I still work at Discovery. We release 2 episodes every week. My co-hosts also have their full-time jobs. So it takes me a couple hours because I do all the editing, everything myself. We record for like an hour and it takes me like about 2 or 3 hours just to edit. Depends if we have an interview or not. If we at an event, it's a lot easier for us because I send that to CBS and they edit everything. So, but yeah, it takes a long time to edit. So 4 hours, it depends. And honestly, if you're planning to start a podcast, doesn't matter the length of the podcast. What matters is the content. You can have it for 15 minutes, 5 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour. It's the content that matters. So if you have a show that's 3 hours and there's no content, people are not going to listen. So, yeah.
Live streaming seems to have gotten really big on social media now. Do you do that as well?
No, we're not. I haven't done that in a long time. We used to back a couple of years ago, we used to do that through livestream.com. Was it Livestream, Pete? Livestream.com? Yeah. So when there is like an event, I'll show up with Pete and my crew, and we just interview people, and we have like our webcam and everything at the stores, like during the mainline launches and stuff. So the one thing I forgot to mention, what helped us to get our name out there was I created a bunch of flyers, and I'll go to the stores at midnight. There's a bunch of gamers lined up and I give them flyers to every single person and I interview them at the same time. And what happens? That will get them excited. they are going to mention it to other people. Oh, they just interviewed me. Check it out on this website and so on. So that's how I started getting our name out there locally in Miami. So anybody else?
Now I just want to say, you know, I talked to you a few times before, and you know, you're a really cool dude. But one thing people gotta know, you know, one people gotta understand that, you know, I'm like, man, you're successful doing video games, but the thing about it is, you had a niche and you had a passion to do what you wanted to do, and you turned that passion into a career that is so successful. But it's just to show that don't let no one tell you. You can't do anything that you love to do. And, you know, like I said, like, people think, man, video games, you making a career out of that, and it's pretty cool. But it's true, like, because you have a passion and a niche for it.
Here's a funny thing. I used to be a well-known street promoter in Miami, right? And when I told them, I got tired of the whole hip-hop music industry. I got tired of it. I worked with a lot of big artists. And I just got tired of it. And I told them, I'm going to launch my show about video games. And a lot of people looked at me crazy. And even close friends were like, really? Video games? And now they're calling me now in 2016. Not because they see how successful we are. But at the beginning, a lot of people slept on us. They didn't even believe in us. They weren't even making fun of us because of it. But, you know, I got to see the vision since I was a little kid, man. So, yeah, no problem.
Are you able to share any of the sort of missteps along the way? Because you were seeing, like, you were so young when you started, and you've grown so big so quickly. So where'd all the business savvy come from? Did you have agents you were working with? Did you have people that you were mentored you? Did you have any?
Zero. That was all me, myself, and I. Now, honestly, now it's a lot easier because CBS is the ones that get a like sponsorship and everything. But it was just us, and there was mistakes, of course. You know, I wish there's like stories. I'm trying to remember any good. All right, I'm not gonna say the name of the company, but there's companies that paid us to do big parties. He and I, we just went crazy and wasted on we over-exaggerated, I think, of one of our events. Like, we wasted too much money on, like, certain things for our parties, and we learned from that, you know. Also, maybe one thing, I forgot to mention this. There's companies that also came up to us, and they were willing to pay us a lot of money just so they could sponsor our podcast because they know we have a big following. I didn't like the product. I didn't believe in the product at all. And I told them no. Because the thing is, I built a relationship with our community. If we start doing that, they're going to notice, man, these guys are fake. Like, and from there, the word's going to go around and we're going to lose listeners because of it. You know, so everything is not about the money. You know, opportunities are going to come. But do it in a smart way. I don't want to be desperate for money, you know, so. But there was a time that I almost quit also. And it was because we were getting a lot of people that hated our show, that they got to see our success and they were not successful. So they will go to iTunes, post bad reviews about us. They even recorded episodes about us, bad things about us, because they got to see the success, you know? So it happens, but just got to move on and learn from that, you know? So, yep.
Have you considered YouTube, or is that just not your...
Yeah, I have a YouTube channel. We haven't really done it in a very long time, but we've been talking about it now for the past few months. One of my calls.
Like kids do. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? For games.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's huge. Like, actually, the event that we got invited, multiple events, the majority of people that get invited, there are all YouTubers or live streamers. We're the only podcast. So we've been talking about it. We're probably going to launch something sometime next year. We'll see. But I know one of my co-hosts is going to start doing that now, starting maybe sometime next year. So, but I recorded a video on YouTube that was promoting one of our interviews, and I just posted on YouTube, you know, like, hey, if you want to hear the whole full interview, come to our website, click this link. That video has like almost a million views, and it was just literally like a minute long. So it helps for promotion too, you know, so anybody else? Cool. All right. Oh, wait.
Jason. Now you have the hook.
3 or 5.
Thanks, good friend. Great. Very inspiring. Where do you see Gamertag Radio in 5, 10 years?
Yeah,
That's a tough question. I don't know. I don't know, man. Right now, I'm just having fun. I'm having fun. My friends are having fun. The day that we're not having fun at all, that's the day I'm going to stop. You know, there's tough times. There's good times. There's a lot of opportunities that have been coming up. And we've been talking for like a year or two that we probably want to do like tours. We want to like go to different cities and do like live podcasts with our listeners and stuff, you know. So we haven't done a party in a while. So I think it's time for us to make that move, I think, you know. So, yeah. Oh, of course. I'll let you know. Yeah. But I'm having fun, man. You know, so. Also, remember the messengers. Hopefully sometime next year, they're probably going to have it like in different theaters. Not sure, but I know they're going to have it, the screening in Orlando during PodFest. So check it out.
Maybe Netflix as well.
Netflix and iTunes and all that stuff. Yeah. So
we give it up for Danny one more time, guys. Thank you so much, Danny. One of the key things I got from Danny's message, and it's important because sometimes we see the pretty side, right? But we don't see the hustle. But Danny's been doing this, what, for 10 plus years now? 12 years. 12 years. I didn't do well in math. But 12 years, Danny's been doing this. So when we see people are doing stuff and we're like, oh man, Danny's doing this, it took him time. And he started small and he grew it. But if you don't act, you can't see anything. You got to act. I don't care what your idea is today. Leave with action. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.